Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Allow me to reiterate that without judicial independence, it will not be possible for us to achieve the SDGs or the development levels that we want. There is a direct link between the level of trust in justice and the development, freedom, and security. This morning, this was mentioned by the High Commissioner, trust is the very foundation of modern democracy. But it is necessary to keep in mind that there are too many challenges currently facing democracy. One of them is the high levels of corruption, and another threat that has not been referred to, but I believe it's important to mention, is the capacity available to organized crime that undermines the development of all persons. No borders exist. There are countries that do not have the capacity to deal with these challenges, where the reach of organized crime has touched institutions, government agencies, and even judiciary. In the face of this, it is important to join efforts between citizens who want to live in freedom with the international community in order to come up with actions and mechanisms that can deal with these challenges. Defending the rule of law in vulnerable countries exposed to corruption and criminal organizations, I believe that the Human Rights Council can use its special procedures to create fact-finding missions to establish and show the criminal groups that are holding institutions at ransom. We should use this international space to address these issues, to denounce countries where backsliding has questioned institutionalism. For example, in Guatemala, where there are more than 30 judiciary members in exile because they denounced corruption. Similarly, there are journalists that have been prosecuted or arrested, not forgetting human rights defenders. We need to assess the creation of new international or regional courts, anti-corruption courts, and organizations that promote an international corruption court, which is led by Mr. Mark Wolf. At this moment, we should think beyond our own borders, look at other initiatives that could be employed to combat the challenges that undermine our democracies. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable Dia Roy.